A bill that would require third graders who fail reading tests to repeat the grade heads to the governor. And a reimagined telephone booth in downtown Oklahoma City connects people with mental health resources. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Nick Daniels. An overhaul of Oklahoma's early childhood reading laws is headed to Governor Kevin Stitt for approval. Lawmakers passed Senate Bill 1778, which would require some third graders who fail reading tests to repeat the grade starting in the 2027-28 school year. The measure also expands reading support programs and requires schools to identify and address reading deficiencies earlier. The Senate approved the measure 43-2. Oklahoma Voice reports the governor is expected to sign it into law during a ceremony Tuesday morning at an Oklahoma City elementary school. State lawmakers advanced legislation Monday that would send a vote on two proposed ballot measures to the August primary runoff. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports this follows multiple failed attempts to pass a special election on the Senate floor.
The proposed ballot measures would pave the way for changes to Medicaid expansion and judicial selection. Republican leaders say they want these questions considered in August to avoid, quote, ballot fatigue in the November general election. House Bill 4063, authored by Appropriations Committee chairs in both chambers, would order an August special election. Del City Representative Andy Fugate was among other Democrats in arguing that this measure violates the single subject rule. This prevents individual legislation from dealing with more than one main issue.
You're now putting this chamber in a position where we have to make a decision jointly on one bill that we may have supported and the other one that we didn't.
The measure now heads to the House and Senate floors. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Governor Kevin Stitt is pulling a legislative maneuver that could effectively end a Native American Education Advisory Council. Sarah Lisi has the details.
Stitt broke out his veto pen for the first time this year to block House Bill 3006. The measure sought to extend the operations of the Oklahoma Advisory Council on Indian Education for 5 more years. The legislature created the board in 2010 to advocate for Native American students and improve their quality of education. In an interview earlier this year, the council's chair, Corey Bunch, who's also an official with the Cherokee Nation, said members have made great strides discussing topics such as mascots in public schools and wearing tribal regalia at graduation. But Stitt says public records make it seem like the council has not been effective, transparent, and has been redundant in that its work overlaps with the Office of American Indian Education. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
As Stitt has broken out the veto pen more in recent years, lawmakers have overridden his efforts to undo their work, overriding dozens of his vetoes last year. They have until the end of the session to potentially override a veto with a two-thirds majority in both chambers of the legislature. A remodeled telephone booth has been installed in downtown Oklahoma City's underground. KGOU's Tegan Smith reports the booth is designed to connect people with mental health resources.
The installation, called the Hope Booth, debuted Friday with a ribbon cutting. The booth offers a 3-minute experience featuring breathing exercises and encouraging messages. It can also connect users to roughly 20 categories of mental health support within a 5-mile radius. The booth was created by Gloria Umana, who says her own mental health experiences more than a decade ago inspired the project. Oklahoma City marks the 39th installation worldwide, with the first debuting in London in 2021. Umana says the booth is intended to fill a gap in accessible mental health support, citing cost and socioeconomic barriers as factors that prevent many people from seeking help. In 2025, Oklahoma ranked in the top 10 states with the highest suicide rates, with 21 suicide deaths per 100,000 people. I'm Tegan Smith.
If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of self-harm, call 988 or visit 988oklahoma.com. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.